Good morning. Big news, everybody. Big news about Elon Musk and Twitter, which we will get to in just a moment. We will get to that in just a moment because first, we have to remind you that if you're looking at a new, luxurious, skin-nourishing bit of gloriousness, look no further than our friends at Genucel because they've got that ultra retinol cream, the delicious, yummy, smooth, soft cream that just does amazing things for your skin. It's 50% off, you guys, 50% off when you go to genucel.com/chicks and use code chicks. They're going to throw in the under eye immediate effect stuff.
Toss it in there.
They're going to throw it right in there. They're going to have that for free when you order the ultra retinol cream. They always have the free shipping. They always have the free returns. They guarantee the results. So why would you not even just try it? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
You know what?
Genucel.com/chicks.
I used the under eye stuff this morning just because I didn't really have bags. It's just that I like the way it feels. I'm gonna be honest.
Because it goes
that, and it feels like almost feels like menthol. Like it's like
yes.
So cool. And some mornings I just want to put it on because I'm like it just feels good.
Well, it kind of wakes you up a little, right? Like because that like that little tingle, it kind of
right.
Is like oh, it like helps your eyes open.
It's like peppermint candy on your face. So good.
So good. That is exactly what it's like.
So wonderful. You guys, don't forget our deep dive podcast came out with Dave Rubin. Check that out.
Podcast, subscribe, and then put us right there in your tool belt. Okay, let's talk about the big news of this morning that is now everywhere. And that is that Elon Musk has put in an offer to buy Twitter. I've heard conflicting reports about whether it's $41 billion or $43 billion. But in any case, because he is such a troll, the per share offer included the number 420 because he's such a child and he's so immature. And I freaking love that about him.
I love it too. I totally love it.
The offer is $54.20 a share. And he says in the letter, in the filing, he said, if that offer is not accepted, he would, quote, need to reconsider his position as a shareholder. He's saying he's going to unlock all the amazing potential that Twitter has. And people are saying that this is setting up for a hostile takeover, which I do not understand the process of, but I'm like, go, Elon, go.
Yeah, I love it. I love that he's like, Twitter has extraordinary potential. I will unlock it. I love it. I love all of this. I love.
Oh my God. It's so freaking awesome.
I just think the whole thing is fantastic. I love it. So yeah, he was saying that he was offering to buy 100% of Twitter for years, like $54.20 per share in cash, a 54% premium over the day before I began investing in Twitter, and a 30% premium over the day before my investment was publicly announced. Yeah, he said it was his final offer. He said if it wasn't accepted, he will, like you said,
but then I don't know what that means. He's saying if he reconsiders his position as a shareholder, does that mean he's just going to be like, bye? Or does it mean like, I'm being nice right now because I'm making this offer. If you don't accept it, I'm just going to do it anyway. Like, I don't know how the process works, but I'm assuming that's what this is.
Like, that's where the hostility begins.
Yeah.
If it... like, yeah. So, and I, you know what? And I'm here for it. I'm here for the hostility. It's so great. Screw you, Twitter. Screw you. It's so
I mean,
great.
Imagine being the person, I mean, imagine being him and thinking you have the potential power to actually send the loudest message yet to big tech that their reign of terror could be coming to an end, that they're going to have to take their boot off the necks of all Americans, which, by the way, I need to give props. Speaking of this, I need to give massive props to Rumble. Rumble, of course, is like it's like a conservative YouTube, essentially. It's a censorship-free YouTube, and we're streaming there right now.
Right now.
And the reason I want to give props to Rumble is because I need to make sure I can find, I know I saw this morning because I was telling my husband about it. Okay, so Rumble got a letter from, who was it? Globe and Mail, some UK publication. A reporter reached out and said, you guys are allowing stuff on your platform that like everybody else is taking down because it's Russian disinformation and propaganda. And we're writing a piece about you, and we want you to make a statement about why you're allowing all of this horrible content on your platform. And their response to Globe and Mail was so concise and perfect that I just needed to give them all the props. Here is what they said. And this ties into the whole Elon Musk thing, right? This ties into free speech as a whole. Here's what they said, quote, "There's a reason the public has radically turned against both the corporate media, such as your outlet, and big tech, because you have arrogantly claimed for yourselves the power to decide for the public what information they can and cannot be trusted to hear and what views they can and cannot express. By stark contrast, the reason Rumble is growing so rapidly is because we trust adults to make decisions for themselves about what ideas they can express, and we trust them to make up their own minds after hearing all sides."
A to the men.
Right?
Yes. So much yes.
So much. Yes. Yeah. So there, the pushback is starting to make an impact, and it's so fun to see this happening. It's so overdue, right?
Right. It is overdue. Yeah. It's like a revolution.
Yeah.
It's a revolution. And Elon's like, I don't know if I want to say that he's leading it, but he just has the money where he can put his money where his mouth is. You know what I mean? It's nice to see it's nice to see a billionaire do something good with it. You yeah. know, it's like, he's not out there just being a woke asshat like a lot of these guys that are CEOs do. Cause that's a lot. So many I've seen over the years, so many CEOs just fall in line. Yeah. And it's refreshing seeing a billionaire not fall in line. It's nice. It's just refreshing. I'm delighted by this. I'm just so delighted.
Everybody's freaking out. It's so great. Okay, wanted to get to, we've talked about BLM a lot and just how absolutely corrupt and what a sham organization it is. So, and you know, Patrice Cullors and the rest of the Yahoos that started it to begin with have backed off, right? They don't want to have any, they don't want to claim ownership or leadership or accountability for all of the millions and skillions of dollars that are missing. And so Patrice Cullors, I guess this was this past Friday. I don't know what venue this is. I don't know who she's talking to. I don't know who the audience is. But there's now video being released of her talking about how mean and how weaponized the IRS is becoming against Black people. So she is trying to say, you guys, that this is somehow personal, that the fact that the IRS has rules for charities that include a specific tax filing called the Form 990, she is trying to say that this is being weaponized against Black people, even though charities have been required to file it for decades. It doesn't matter what color the people are who run the charities. They have to do this. And now she's trying to say it triggers her to even talk about the form.
Unbelievable. My God.
Here is the clip.
Yes, there has been so much clarity for me, a questioning for me. I don't know if I have clarity or answers yet, but I'm like, wow, this doesn't seem safe for us, this 990 structure, this nonprofit system structure. This is like deeply unsafe. Like this is being literally weaponized against us, against the people we work with. And it's connected to this question, but there is a misinformation and disinformation effort to not just challenge Black Lives Matter and the organization, but it's an experiment. If they win, then it's the next Black-led organization.
Yes, it is.
And then it's the next Black-led organization, and it's the next Black person who's leading that. And so it's so important that we pay attention to what's happening.
Yeah, it's so, listen, because you have to pay taxes like everybody else, because right. You have to be held accountable. Because you have to be held accountable for the monies that you're bringing in. Give me a break. Oh my God, I cannot with these people. Scream racist, scream sexist. I mean, when you're being challenged, scream those things and then shut it down. Shut down the conversation. That's exactly what these people do. It's unbelievable. That is so weak in every way. So weak.
Well, and what's even more ridiculous is that it's the Biden's IRS who is currently investigating this. So who exactly is she going to pin this on? Because it's a Democrat-led administration. I don't know if she's aware of that. I believe that some of the money that is unaccounted for went right to the Democrat coffers. And yet they still have to do some due diligence when it comes to collecting what they're due from charitable organizations. These charitable organizations still have to file. She's acting like they're the first Black people that have ever had to file this form. Give me a break. Oh my God.
It's setting a terrible precedent. It's just a terrible precedent,
you guys. It's unsafe.
It's just unsafe. It's unsafe.
Oh my God. All right. I'm trying to think if, did you notice my name today?
You know, I was just going to say, you know what else is not okay? Moxic masculinity. That is not okay. Not okay. That also is not safe. Not safe, you guys.
Dangerous, man. I'm a danger.
It's toxic. Toxic and moxic. It's moxic. It's hostile. It's hostile.
Before we get to some sackies, because they are important to get to, and then we're also going to talk about the CDC. We got to talk about New York City. There's a lot of stuff to get to. But first, wanted to remind everybody that in these perilous, crazy, weird, bizarre, nutty times, it is always good to be thinking about expanding and diversifying whatever your financial portfolio looks like. Whether you're a 401k only person, whether you're an IRA person, whether you're a real estate, whatever your deal is, it is always good to have a nice mix of things in your financial portfolio. And one way that we like to do that is to invest in actual physical gold. It's not something that just is part of a statement that you get month to month. It's actual gold you can hold. And what we like about Acre Gold is that you can just use a monthly subscription of your choosing, $50, $100, $250, whatever, and you earn as you go. It's like layaway for gold. And then as you actually have spent enough to earn a bar of gold, they just send it to you. You put it in your safe, you keep it in your wallet, you caress it at night, whatever you want to do with it, it's yours. And you just have it, and it's great. GetAcreGold.com/chicks. You can check out the website, very, very helpful website. They can tell you all about it right there.
Don't forget to join our Facebook Insiders if you haven't done that. Check them out. They're fantastic. We love them.
Okay. On to some sack attacks. And the reason that these need to be seen is because the reason they always need to be seen, right? She is the spokesperson for this administration. And she is telling us exactly what's on Joe Biden's mind. By the way, did you remember when we talked about the bird poop yesterday?
Yes. Yes.
My husband was just telling me that they are trying to spin the bird poop.
No, they're not.
They are saying that it was just dust from a nearby silo.
Stop it. Just stop. Just stop it. It was, oh my God.
What in the world?
Just enough. And you know what? And there will be liberals who actually take that and go, oh yeah, that's exactly what it is. Republicans are mean. Why would they right. say that about our president? They're so mean. Just stop it, White House. God.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, so that's
Putin. Yeah, and they're going to, and it's Putin's inflation too. Like, we believe right. that. Just stop it.
Nobody's buying it. The poll numbers continue to tumble. I mean, it's bad. And the worst part is that Hispanics are the ones that are dropping off of the Democrat train the quickest. And so they need to and especially now with what's happening at the border, they need to seriously think about their strategy because it ain't working for them.
Right.
Ain't working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to Saki. So the first clip that I have is, and I don't know if we talked about this or if I just ended up writing about it yesterday. I think we talked about the fact that Abbott was sending migrants on a bus straight to DC, right?
Right. We did. We have talked about it.
Yeah. And first she was trying to say, that's just a publicity stunt. That's not really going to do anything. Well, then the bus showed up yesterday, right? The first bus
and you
up.
Did. And you also did write about that yesterday on our site. You wrote about it at chicksontheright.com because it was one of those things where, you know, he threatened it. She said it was a publicity stunt and he actually did do it. And the first wave showed up. And then, and there were people there to greet them. You know, I mean, there were people there. I don't know who were those people, Mock, you know, like,
I don't know
how there were people embracing them. And it's like, who are those people? who are those people that were embracing the migrants? And it's like, oh, thanks for breaking the law. Thanks. Thanks for doing that. Good for you. Good for you.
I don't know.
Great. Yeah, because they were.
Maybe
they were
like churches or like organizations that are designed specifically to help immigrants. I don't know.
Right. I mean, because there are people getting off the bus and they were like, welcome. Come on. Here's your phone. Here's your free phone.
Yeah.
And then it's like, here's all the other free crap we're going to give you. Way to go. Good job. Welcome to DC. Welcome.
Well, and then I saw today, too, that a whole bunch of them were, whoever talked to them learned that the reason that many of them went to DC is because it's an easier way to get to Florida. And so Ron DeSantis is already like, don't you even think about coming here. Don't even think about it. So he's already.
Oh, my God.
I know. But here is what Psaki said in response to a question about this in yesterday's presser.
First bus of migrants arrived in D.C. today. Texas Governor Greg Abbott making good on his promise to send migrants to the president's doorstep. I think you previously called it a publicity stunt. Is that still the view of the White House? Can you give us any reaction to this busload of migrants arriving here in D.C.?
Well, these are all migrants who have been processed by CBP and are free to travel. So it's nice the state of Texas is helping them get to their final destination as they await in their outcome of their immigration proceedings. And they're all in immigration proceedings.
That's her response.
That's not process. And her snark is very off-putting. Like, it's just so unattractive. They're not being processed. That's not processing. Them coming in here illegally is not being processed, because it's like the way that they're doing this is so, it's wrong in every single way. These people are not going to report back. You know, they're not going to. So that's not processing, Jen. And the snark in her voice is just, it's disgusting the way that she's treating this. The number of people that are coming into this country illegally is, it's just, it's unfathomable what's happening. Like what we're seeing, the numbers, it's unsustainable, you guys. I cannot believe this. And her snark, it's that is also disgusting. The way that she's treating us and the way this administration is treating this. We cannot sustain this. I mean, it's an invasion, what's happening. There's no other word to describe it. And so, and she has no regard for our sovereignty. None. She hates this country. This administration hates this country. There's no other. The Democrats hate America, period. There's no other way to talk about what's happening at the border. So screw her for being snarky about this. It's unbelievable.
Well, and it's, you know, it's all in the middle of this conversation about ending Title 42, which is going to make things a gajillion times worse. And so as they're talking about doing that, they just announced yesterday that there's going to be a 2-week extension on masks on mass transit. So we were supposed to be able to unmask on flights, what, like the 18th or something like that of April.
Right.
And now they're like, no, we're pushing that back 2 weeks. And here she is trying to explain the rationale for that.
COVID and this extension, this 2-week extension of masking on public transportation. Can you help us understand some of the science behind this? Why 2 weeks?
Sure.
What difference can be made in such a short amount of time?
Sure. Well, this assessment was made. I know there was a statement that was put out by the CDC and certainly would point to that. But as they're continuing to monitor the spread of BA2, the BA2 subvariant, which now makes up more than 85% of U.S. cases, what they're looking at is that since early April, there's been an increase in the 7-day moving average of the cases in the United States. So what they're trying to do is give a little bit more time to assess its potential impact, the rise of the cases have on severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths, and the healthcare system capacity. And their assessment from a medical standpoint, a data gathering standpoint, is that 2 weeks would give them some additional time to do that. Now, at the end of that 2 weeks, they can determine what's next after that. But that is that assessment they made so that they could gather more data of the rise of the subvariant.
So should we then expect, and should the public expect, sort of more of these kind of short-term extensions?
It's a good question. I just don't want to make a prediction of that. I think it depends on how they evaluate and assess the data over the course of the next 2 weeks. And they're trying to provide regular, transparent updates to the public.
What does any of that matter when you have people flooding across our border? What does any of that matter when they don't have any restrictions on those people? Seriously, what the hell? It's like, listen, you guys don't have to wear any masks. You don't have any restrictions. You can come in willy-nilly. All these people can come in. We have no idea if these people have COVID. A lot of them probably do. You know, they don't have any restrictions at all. But you American citizens who pay your taxes and do everything and follow the rules and, you know, screw you. Here are all the regulations for you and your families. You guys have all the regulations. I mean, it's like, it is unbelievable what they're doing to Americans. It's just, I cannot believe that people just sit back and allow this to happen. We just sit back and we're like, thank you. Thank you, Jen. May I have another? Thank you, Jen.
Right.
It's okay, red hair. I mean, it just, I cannot believe we, after 2 years of this nonsense, we just sit there, we sit here and we allow it to happen.
And isn't it funny that they choose another 15 days? What is their obsession with 15 days, right? Like we're on the 800 something day of flattening the 15 day curve.
Yes.
And this whole new variant that everybody's bejiggity about. So, okay. So there's an increase in cases that isn't resulting in any kind of sickness. There's a bunch of asymptomatic people running around because we're all immune in one way or another. And so why are we keeping up this charade? It's so stupid at this point, but yet there are people like Sunny Hostin of The View who are terrified to be on a plane with unmasked people. Listen to how freaking dumb she is.
I think that we relied upon personal responsibility and people were irresponsible, leading to the mandates, right? We want people to be better than they are. And that's just the bottom line. I just got my second booster because I am over 50, and I proudly got it and I protected myself and I protected my family. But we cannot necessarily rely on people to protect their fellow man. We know that that just doesn't
work. And if the variant was still the severe of what it was before, and the deaths were as high, I would actually say I 100% agree with you.
And thank you for that. But I think when it comes to mask mandates, they're there because people just aren't great people. And that's just the bottom line. Americans just aren't great to each other. We just aren't. And so when it comes to things like flying, the mask mandate is supposed to be lifted April 18th. I don't want to get on a plane with super spreaders. I don't want to get on a plane with 214 other people that are going to be breathing on me with their COVID breath. I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it.
Wow. I swear. They are just.
She's like a quadruple boosted. She shouldn't be worried. She's fine.
Well, she shouldn't be worried. I mean, but wow. I mean, these people are, they are terrified. I mean, they are legit terrified. And shame on the government, because the government has, I don't want to say shame on the government, because I mean, it's like a sickness in itself. That it's like a psychological sickness in itself that these people are so terrified of this. Mm-hmm. And seriously, they really are. Then don't get on a damn plane. Don't travel.
Exactly.
If you're that afraid of this one sickness, then that to me is like that you're the problem. It's like you're so terrified of this one thing. You probably shouldn't be traveling at all.
Just don't leave your house.
Don't leave your house ever. Just don't. And that moral superiority, that air of like, I'm so much better than you because I've had this shot and I had a booster and I'm just a better person than you. Like, God, that is so punchable.
Not that we condone violence on this show.
We don't ever condone violence on this show. But like that whole attitude, I just look at that and I go, what is that? You're not a better person because you have a shot in your arm. You're just not. You're not. At what time did you become a better human being because you got a shot? It's just the dumbest thing. When did that happen in this country? It's like,
but a lot of this was caused by that maniacal little orc. I'm not supposed to say hobbit, so I think it's orc.
What is the difference between an orc and a troll? Somebody's going to have to explain.
No, it's hobbit. I can say troll, but you can't say hobbit. Because hobbits are apparently super sweet. And so you're not supposed to compare him to a hobbit. But Fauci, that maniacal little troll, he is obviously one of the main reasons that people are so nuts. And he is still, I'm only going to play like the first 20, 30 seconds of this clip where he's talking about China and their lockdowns. Because you probably have seen the videos by now of what's happening in Shanghai. It's freaking insane. Insane. And when I was on vacation, we played that drone, right? We like showed that drone video of saying, stop letting your soul yearn for freedom. Comply with I mean, it was terrifying what's happening. People are on their balconies screaming. It's a mess over there. And so he's being asked about that. And I cannot believe how still complimentary he is about freaking China. Look at this.
China has a number of problems, two of which are that their complete lockdown, which was their approach, a strictest lockdown that you'd never be able to implement in the United States. Although that prevents the spread of infection, and remember early on, they were saying, and I think accurately, that they were doing better than almost anybody else. But lockdown has its consequences. You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated so that when you open up, you won't have a surge of infections.
He's a freaking tyrant.
Oh my God. Not only that, but they started the virus.
Right.
It's like, does anybody... Do we ever talk about that? I mean, it's like they're the one that is the origin of this hell that we have been experiencing for the past 2 years. Oh my God, Fauci. Like, these people are insane. It's complete insanity.
Someone who loves America, who actually understands what America is about, would have never used the words, we would never be able to have those kind of lockdowns here. He would have said, we would never dream of imposing those kinds of lockdowns on free Americans. But notice his language. It's really important how he phrased that, because it's such a tell about what kind of absolute troll tyrant he is.
About what a freaking commie he is. He's a total commie. That guy is a communist. He wants that here. He has longed for that. He wants it. He desires it so hard. He wants it, but he just can't have it. That's what he wants. And he can taste it. And that's why he yearns for it every day. Like, he just wants so badly to stay in power, and he wants to keep imposing those lockdowns. That's why he's still doing what he does. And to think that guy is the highest paid federal employee. We pay him more than anybody in the federal government still.
You guys, do not forget that MyPillow still has their special on towels. $39.99 for a set of six glorious, thirsty, scrubby, awesome MyPillow towels when you use the link mypillow.com/chicks and then also use code chicks. You can get that discount on the towels, but then you can also get massive discounts on anything that you get from MyPillow, and all of their stuff is amazing.
It is amazing.
Now, I do want, because everyone is talking about a documentary that I'm not going to name because I'm afraid this video will get taken down, but I will say it's Otway, the Otter Way. And if you watch that documentary, it's on Rumble. It's already been taken down by YouTube, but it's going around, and it's about COVID. And like, basically, I haven't watched it yet, but my sister watched it. She was freaking out about it last night. And she was like, oh my God, we're being systematically poisoned by the government using the water system. So I haven't watched it yet, and I can't comment on it. But I will say that those documentaries are, they always get me super freaked out. But then our friend Marcus, he has this way of just like calming everything down. So he hasn't watched it yet either. But he said about it, people are not smart enough to pull off these kinds of conspiracies. They can't even keep Biden from getting pooped on. I just freaking love that so much.
Marcus. It's so true, though.
Okay, before I forget, because I want to make sure we get to this, even if we run a little tiny bit long, we have to get to Joe Biden's sister. Chris Wallace interviewed Joe Biden's sister about Hunter. You guys, whatever is going on with Biden and the way that he communicates, it clearly runs in the family. Watch this.
Business deals with Ukraine and China back when, at least some of them, when Joe Biden was vice president. Hunter was asked about those, and let's take a look at what he had to say.
Your dad said, I hope you know what you're doing.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I do.
And I said, I do. Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
You know, Valerie, given his lack of experience in these areas, energy in Ukraine and energy in China, you can understand where people would think, gee, they were doing business with Hunter because they wanted to have some influence on Joe. Would it have been better for him just not to get involved in those deals?
Hindsight is everything. Look, from 2000, what election was 2020, maybe 2018, these same same charge, same accusation, same innuendos. Nothing has come of it. The former president won't let anything go about Hunter, and he stands by. I mean, there's no there. And they will continue whatever they're investigating now, and hopefully it will be put to rest. I don't know how long this, you know, the other guys will drag it out, but there's nothing new. It's been there for how many years? I didn't do my math. We're in 2020, like 4 or 5 years. They've been just saying the same thing. So Hunter, I am very proud of him,
You think he got those jobs on his own in Ukraine and China, and it had nothing to do with who his dad was?
I know that Hunter is a very bright young man. I know that he's a Yale Law School graduate. He was on several of the board for World Hunger or something close like that. He was involved in many businesses. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Hunter is a Biden. He can't run. That's his name.
Anyway.
Okay. I was waiting for her to go, come on, man. I was waiting for her to do that. I was waiting. Oh, wow.
I mean, clearly, whatever their issue is about being able to get words out of their faces, it's a genetic thing. It's genetic.
They're like the same person. You guys bring it in. Big hug. Big hug. Big hug. We love you guys so much. We hope you have a great... It's Thursday, right? Today's Thursday? Mm-hmm. Okay. We hope you have an amazing Thursday. Make it count, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Bye.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
America overwhelmingly disapproves of President Biden on every major issue, so of course he's trotting out new gun control regulations. And persistent teen hopelessness is skyrocketing. What's responsible for this crisis and what can be done about it? I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.